And I could hear the heart of God, the salute of heaven to all that have been standing and giving their time and energy and their will to intercession and to stand the gap and to the obedience to the will of God. When you have felt nothing, when you have seen nothing, when all that was pointing contrary to the answer and that it seemed the most unproductive thing that was happening, I can hear the Spirit saying that there has been much movement that has not been seen with the natural eye. For in the Spirit there's been shifting, there's been change, there's been things that are building, there's been foundations that have been laid, and it was all necessary, it was all needed, it was all a piece and a part, and it was very, very important for it to happen in order to get to that next place with what God wants to do. So where there's no foundation, nothing can be built, and the foundation laying stages takes time, takes obedience, through thick and through thin. And the weariness and well-doing that has made war against the saints. God saying, stand, square your shoulders, stand. Square your shoulders and stand and do not relent. For you cannot habitually sow into the Spirit and not reap life everlasting. It is impossible to habitually sow into the Spirit and not reap life everlasting. Continue. Stand. That which I've been building, that which I've been teaching, that which I've been instructing, that which I've been laying, I've been doing it with a purpose. I've been doing it with my intentions and my plans, and they will come to pass. So I say, stand. Stay faithful. Don't relent. Don't give up. Don't look to the right or to the left. Don't get discouraged. Though the devil brings clouds and clouds and clouds of feelings of hopelessness, stand on my word. Stand in what I've said. Stand on your personal blueprint. Stand on everything that I've said about you and everything I've promised you, because I am the one that has told it to you. And if I told it to you, I did not lie, and I want it to come to pass, and it shall. So stand. Give yourself to me. Continue to be obedient. Because the ripples of change are about to be experienced by many. And the fruit that's going to abound, that will not decrease, it will only increase, will be much.